You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I finally got a job, and now my relatives are constantly hitting me up for money and saying, "Remember when?" What do I do? Let's get into it.
You tell me to not be afraid. Reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face. Where you
founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do it.
Also joining us is the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Money, it's a gas.
Really?
Well, that's what Pink Floyd said.
Well, okay.
Did they say it in that way?
No, it was a pretty different tone, really.
Yeah, that's a weird cover job on the lounge version of The Wall there. But we are going to answer a question about money on this week's show. This question came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I finally got a job, and now my relatives are constantly hitting me up for money and saying, remember when? What do I do? And Glenn, this is actually a very common issue with the folks we work with in our day job.
Yeah.
Folks coming out of jail and maybe getting their first straight job, and it's new for everyone.
Right,
so what
right.
do we tell them when this kind of thing comes up?
Well, yeah, when you're the one person with money and everyone around you doesn't, it's funny how quick they can move to help you spend it.
I like to think of it as our money.
That's right.
Communal cash.
But you get yourself into a situation where there's expectations on you to give. That you can't meet. And that's the definition of stress. Stress is about unmet expectations. But it gets a lot worse when it's not just an unmet expectation, but there's a sense of guilt if you don't. It's there's an interpersonal element of that we have to deal with.
You're absolutely right. And Jed, I think Glenn makes a very important point there, that there is an internal stress in this situation, which is, as he points out, we have a more demand than supply on this. Then there's the external stress of people constantly coming to you with their hand out. So how do we start towards a solution that's going to address both of those?
Well, that's a great question. To be clear, we're sorry. We're sorry for the stress of it. We're sorry for the sense of guilt, whether it's warranted or not. Hint, it's not. We're sorry for the unpleasant feelings.
How dare you not pay my bills? It's really, that's a bold assertion.
Here's the thing. You have a limited supply of money.
Right.
You know, we're going to guess, you say that you finally got a job. You have a limited supply of money. Your paycheck is not infinity $1 billion. Given that, you cannot put money into everything you would like to put money into. That's just not a possibility. If your family behaves anything like my family does, you can't give money to everybody who's asking you for money.
Right.
They're just, here's a penny for you and a penny for you. I mean, if we'd be okay with pennies, then maybe
sure.
We could. But we can't. I can't give $20 to every single person that wants me to give them $20. That's not a possibility. So what we have arrived at is something where we are going to have to say no to somebody. And what we really want for you today is peace. We want you to have a sense, the answer to stress is peace. We want you to have peace. And peace begins when we accept, I'm going to have to say no to somebody. It feels like that's the worst thing imaginable, because that's about, you know, I feel powerless and whatnot. That's actually just accepting reality. We begin to have peace the moment that we begin to accept reality. And reality is you're going to have to say no to somebody, and that's okay. The question that we want to get into is who? In all of the people that need money, that want money, who are you going to say no to? When are you going to say no to them? If we can really answer that, we can have a lot more peace.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly the thing we want for you. We'll look at more about how we're going to do that when we come back right here on The Bridge Lab.
Take me inside you.
Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Money can't buy me love.
I think most of the people in that band went on to disprove that. So joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I don't care too much for money. For that precise reason.
Oh, makes sense.
Yes.
It's easy to say that when you're some of the richest musicians in the history of music. Now that I live in a giant house and have a different Rolls Royce for every day of the week, I'm just not that concerned about money anymore.
I'm sure you're not.
We are continuing to answer your question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I finally got a job, but now my relatives are constantly hitting me up for money and saying, remember when? What do I do? Now, Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed making the very good point that someone in this situation is going to be disappointed.
Right.
One way to handle this is just start giving out money. And once you're out, everyone who hasn't asked up to that point gets disappointed.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who do that. Yeah.
The problem with that is you don't have a lot of control over that.
That's right.
And a lot of bills come due at the end of the month.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
So how do we start having some control over the situation?
Well, yeah, I think it really is picking who's going to get disappointed, because somebody's going to be disappointed here. If, for example, if your landlord is disappointed, that creates a very different scenario than if you're... Least favorite cousin gets disappointed. These are very, very different scenarios. And so the consequences are different for those different situations. And it's worth paying attention to what those consequences are. It may be the same amount of money that you give to one person or another person, but the impact it might have on one person's life and the impact it might have on your life are relevant things to look at.
They absolutely are. And Jed, I think that's a very important point. Of one of the first things we need to ask ourselves is, again, this is a reality. Someone is going to not get the money they want, for there is only so much money. So there's, obviously, as Glenn brings up, the who question. But I think there's some other things we want to look at as far as maybe a when and how we can deal with all aspects of this, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think part of the way that we begin to answer that question of when do we tell people no, how do we tell people no, is going to be driven by having a little bit more depth and understanding of how money works. In a sense, I think it's easy for us to feel like, well, I just got paid, so it's like I have a lot of money now, and miss the idea, actually nearly all that money is spoken for. And if I don't use it a particular way, I'm going to have, as Glenn said, a lot of bad consequences in my life. If I don't give a big chunk of this to my landlord, I won't have a place to live. Now I have a huge problem. If I don't give a certain cut of this to the cell phone company, I won't have a way to talk to people. If I don't give a certain cut of this to the place I bought my car, I won't have a car anymore. You know, all of a sudden, if I don't have a place to live and I don't have a car and I don't have a phone, I probably can't do work anymore. Mm. You know, therefore, there is no more paycheck. We have literally killed the golden goose. So it's possible to, in a sense, literally have money in my pocket, but actually have all of it be spoken for in a way where I'm not, it's actually not my money. It's the landlord's money. It's just not in his pocket yet. That's the situation that we're dealing with. There are a lot of people that actually don't quite understand that, and that's okay. We will still need to be able to tell them no and to do that in a way that makes everybody's life better.
Absolutely. We'll come back to look more at that right here on the Bridge Lounge.
I find strong love by every move, destroyed by brains and addicts out, still low ever.
Stuck in lonely
rooms, nurture the wound of disbelief, remove the charm from the disease, hollow valley.
Who's the glory to?
I'm obsessed, when there's something hard to question, beating
something iridescent, gnawing.
to Here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Keep your hands off of my stash.
We are continuing to talk about money. If you're just joining us, that would be the stash he's referring to.
Not a mustache. That's a different podcast.
Absolutely.
Absolutely it is. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Though, in fairness, it is a fine mustachio.
Thank you.
Very Italian. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
We're continuing to ask a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I finally got a job, and now my relatives are constantly hitting me up for money and saying, remember when. What do I do? So Glenn, our question asker asks, what do I do? We've answered also the question of, who do you have to say no to? The answer is definitely somebody.
Right.
But at the end of that last segment, Jed brought up something very important. That's a when factor. There's a timing factor on this. It's actually a really important part of it, right?
Absolutely. There are a certain number of people in your life and in my life, everyone's life, that will keep asking until you say no. They just keep pushing that boundary until you assert a boundary. You know, if you have small kids around, they'll say, you know, can I have a goldfish? And you say, maybe. And they say, can I have a pet shark? And then you say, well, I don't think so. Maybe it was a very small shark. I don't know. You know, could I have a killer whale in the backyard? Well, no, it's not practical. No. So you know, they're just going to keep asking till they find that limit. So it's important, I think, on your part to decide ahead of time where those boundaries are, so that when they ask, you assert that boundary with the recognition that that was going to come one way or another, and it's better that it came when you chose for it to happen.
I think that's a great point. And Jed, there's something I think really critical that Glenn said in there, which is to the child in this shark analogy, which I'm hoping is not a glimpse into Glenn's childhood, but I'm not certain isn't.
Hard to tell.
But when the hypothetical child who wants a shark comes to you, says, can I have X? If you say, well, maybe we'll think about it, what they hear is, oh, yes.
Yeah.
And in many ways, a lot of our adult relatives are exactly the same.
That's right. That's right. Here's a bottom line reality. People who are trying to use guilt to get something out of you are going to keep pushing you until you give a firm and definitive no. Right. You should plan that is the case. And Matt, exactly as you're saying, anything that's not a no, they're going to hear as, well, he basically said yes, so let's just go ahead and plan on that. And then in a form of compound guilt, they will use their false interpretation to create more guilt in the future. Well, you basically said you were going to hook me up. You can't back out now, bro.
That's right.
When people are running the guilt train, the best time to get off of it is always right now. Right now, today, with a firm, clear no. I have heard your request. The answer is no. You don't have to be rude about it. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be disrespectful. There's no problem at all to say something like, hey, I appreciate all the times you've been there for me. I truly do. And I know that I have a job and it probably seems like I have money, but actually all of it belongs to my landlord and my cell phone company. So I am telling you no, not because I don't want to, because I can't. I actually do not have any money to give you. Either way, though, the answer is no. Right. The thing to know about that is no one's going to like hearing that. They're not going to throw you a parade for saying no, but they actually will respect a clear no. And most importantly, a clear no that you communicate now will save you so many headaches later on. Yeah. And that's what we want for you.
That is a fantastic point. We'll come back with a little bit more on this topic right here on the Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you, only one me.
this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If I could borrow just a little bit of money, I think I could go ahead and build my tank for my shark.
You got the shark first, which is, yeah. You know, it was an odd choice, but yeah. You got to follow your heart.
Well, I put some money down on the shark. You know, I got to finance it, so, you know. Sure.
Yeah.
It's a very odd article in Glenn's checkbook that says shark down payment.
That's right.
So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Little known fact, that's actually what the show Shark Tank is about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
They just have to build it before the shark gets out.
Exactly right, yes.
That I would watch. We are continuing to answer the question that is surprisingly not shark related if you're just joining us this morning in the show. This week's question came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, says, I finally got a job and now my relatives are constantly hitting me up for money and saying, remember when? What do I do? You know, maybe they're talking about the things they've done for you. Remember the time we went out and I bought you that hot dog? Maybe we got you a little something special on it. Maybe a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
That's the best transition I could do with this one, given what we had to work with. I think I did okay.
Sure.
And Glenn, as we mentioned earlier in the show, this is actually an incredibly common problem with the guys we work with in our day job, guys who are coming out of jail or going from gang life to a straight job. And you have a lot of years of working with this and having seen a lot of success with people doing what we're talking about here today. So what's that little secret sauce bit you might give?
Well, as you mentioned, we're working with guys who are really down on their luck, down on their luck financially, really all of them. And we're trying to do some Christian ministry with them. We're trying to give them help with social services that they need and get them plugged into churches and the whole thing. And so we can't just walk around saying, no, I don't like your face, I'm not going to help you. That's not going to happen. But what I've seen consistently over the years is everyone asks for too little.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're asking for too much. It's they're saying, give me $20, and I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, you have a problem that $20...
Friend, you have more than $20 worth of problem.
That's right, exactly right. So I want... my message is always, you want too little. Give me a chance to deal with this whole situation.
That's a great point. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, I want to rip off something very smart that a member of our staff, Peter Lawson, said earlier today, which is, find people in your life who are already moving in a positive direction. Maybe they're not very far along on that journey, but they have already made the decision to make good positive changes in their lives, and they're taking steps and figure out a way to back their play. You know, a lot of what we're dancing around in this show today is the concept of giving is actually what we're looking at. And there's all kinds of good reasons to give. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your emotional health. Here's what we encourage you to do. Set aside a small amount, $5 from your next paycheck. And then rather than waiting for somebody to come to you and ask for it, you find someone in your life that's pointed in a good, positive direction and making changes and figure out, how can I use this $5 to help? How can I use this $5 to cheer them on? It'll make a huge difference to them. You'll enjoy it. Everybody wins.
Absolutely right. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My sin, know the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, know my soul. Yeah!
sure